Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Friday here on this show. How dare you say I showed up for work? I've been here all the time. I guess I wasn't here the last 2 days, but I've been working nonetheless. I had Brian and Vinny shows, Observer radios. I couldn't even talk, and I was here. And I am back today live on January 3rd for Fun Friday. Yes, we're going to have fun today because we got a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. A lot of stuff coming up this year. A lot of stuff I got to announce. It's going to be a good time. But we'll talk about news, of course, as well. We have two Tokyo Dome shows coming up this weekend. One of them actually takes place tonight. And the other one takes place Saturday night. Even though AEW plugged it as the 5th, which is Sunday. So hopefully everybody figures out. It's a very weird situation with AEW and Wrestle Dynasty. But we'll talk about that here today. Got the lineups for both shows. Got the plan for coverage here on this website. And we'll also talk about SmackDown and Collision. The final Raw rating. We're never going to get a Raw rating again, most likely. We'll get weird numbers on Netflix and such, but as far as, like, ratings, cable ratings, it's done. Because there is no longer Monday Night Cable TV Wrestling. We have got the plan for John Cena at WrestleMania at this point. AJ, Big Boom AJ, is coming back. We've got a new WWE show to replace Level Up. And plenty more. If you'd like to text us, you can start with that. We might take phone calls later. 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com, as well as Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, F4WOnline, and @BrianAlvarezX and Blue Sky. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put Watson X-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its 8th consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. and ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I can't believe Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House. What will this mean for PW Insider? We got a lot taking place here in 2025, as you can all see. Are you there, Mike?
Here. Oh, yeah, I'm here. What the hell happened to your voice?
Have you not been paying any attention to anything, dude? I haven't had a voice for days.
I haven't talked to you for days. You haven't shown up here.
I do other shows, you know, very important ones.
Yeah, so do I. Like the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, which
never
is
heard of it.
Subscribers on the I know. That's how you promote it. But it is up for subscribers on the site right now. If you're paying $14.99, or if you have the Spotify subscription, it's up there as well too, where we do a full preview of the Tokyo Dome 2-hour show, because there was also the All Japan, Noah, and Stardom shows, which took place right before January 1st.
Yeah, well, I'll top you, brother.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the plan. Are you ready for this, everybody? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Vinny is coming over Saturday morning. Afternoon, maybe. We are going to watch the entire January 4th New Japan Tokyo Dome show. We are going to do a live show afterwards, recapping that show. And then we are going to watch the AEW New Japan Wrestle Dynasty show. And then we are going to do a live show after that. So yes, we're going to be watching a lot of wrestling tomorrow. We are going to be recapping a lot of wrestling tomorrow. And I will be at 100%. So maybe we'll go to a Brazilian steakhouse in the middle. Something needs to be done to power us through these eight hours each show. How long is the show going to be? What do you think? 8 hours of wrestling? More? I don't know. That's not even counting Collision or SmackDown. There's a lot of wrestling. So, if you're not a subscriber, well, golly, what a great New Year's resolution that'll be. Because you're going to get two shows tomorrow. And then Dave and I will do a show on Sunday, get his thoughts on everything. And you can check out yesterday's Brian and Vinny show. I almost got killed. I was almost killed doing that show by Ava. This character was created to troll me. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
To troll me. That's what this Ava character was created for. It's not right. It's not fair. And these are terrible people. Anyway. Also like to mention, next Wednesday, here on Sports Byline USA, it is the debut of After Dark Radio on Sports Byline. The show is going to air live at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. There will be overnight replays. I don't know how often, hopefully regularly, maybe every night for all I know. It'll be a one-hour show. And when we have special guests, if you are a subscriber, the podcast will include 30 minutes or more of bonus interview that you won't hear on the air. We're going to keep going after the live show goes off the air. We're going to alternate guests with news and open line shows. But to the very first show, we have a very special guest. And it'll be a good guest if you're a fan of After Dark or wrestling. Because our own Carl Stern will join me on the debut of After Dark Radio. He was the man who, after the original After Dark went belly up, he continued for years afterwards doing After Dark Radio. And he did all sorts of great shows. And so we're going to talk about everything. And if you're listening along live, you'll be able to watch, text, etc., and let us know what you want us to talk about. And we'll have a fun time next Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, on Sports Byline USA, Twitch, YouTube, etc. It'll be exactly like this show that you're listening to. You'll be able to listen to it everywhere.
For people who are unfamiliar, does Carl Stern have any association with wrestling? Does he have any books or
podcasts? Of course. We'll plug that next
podcasts
week.
Podcasts that he could get, you know? Could people, like, listen, you know,
yes,
hear Carl first?
He's going to tell you all about it.
Where can they do that?
At WrestlingObserver.com.
Right? There we go. Was that so difficult for you?
I said our own Carl Stern. Where else would he be?
You may want to.
Maybe he'll take over PW Insider with Mike Johnson busy.
You take over Wrestling Observer Live soon.
So here is the lineup for these Tokyo Dome shows. Boy, have we got a lot to talk about. It is Zack Sabre Jr. versus Shota Umino for the IWGP World Heavyweight title. That's the main event of the January 4th show. Zack Sabre against Shota Umino. Yes. We have got Naito and Hiromu with nothing on the line but pride. We have got David Finlay versus Yota Tsuji for the IWGP Global title. We have got Doki against El Desperado for the junior title. Never openweight champion Shingo faces AEW International Champion Takeshita in a title-for-title match. Someone is leaving with two belts. Indeed. Hiroshi Tanahashi will face Evil. Ren Narita versus Jeff Cobb, Oiwa, and El Phantasmo four-way for the New Japan World TV title. Mayu Iwatani against Azumi for the IWGP Women's title. A four-way Tokyo Terror ladder match. Tokyo Terror. Kushida and Kevin Knight versus Robbie Eagles and Kosei Fujita. TJP and Francesco Akira versus Clark Connors and Drilla Maloney. Four teams in a Tokyo Terror ladder match for those junior tag team titles. And we have the New Japan Ranbo. The New Japan Ranbo, where the winner will get a shot at the IWGP World Heavyweight title. Who could win that Ranbo? Well, it could be anybody. But what I do know is this. If Zack Sabre Jr. successfully defeats Shota Umino, which I expect to happen, then on January 5th, he will defend the IWGP title against that geek, Ricochet. He's going to put the geek in IWGP. International Wrestling Geek pre-title. If Ricochet can win that belt. Kenny Omega faces Gabe Kidd in a match that has not been promoted. Not only not promoted, not even acknowledged on AEW Dynamite. We don't know when he'll wrestle again, they said. Shota Umino versus Claudio Castagnoli, which could be an IWGP title match if Shota wins, which I do not expect to happen. David Finlay, Brody King, Yota Tsuji, Jack Perry. The winner of Shingo and Takeshita defends all the belts against Ishii. Great O'Conn and a mystery partner against the Young Bucks. Who could that be? We have got Mercedes and Mina Shirakawa double title match. A Lucha Gauntlet featuring four men from CMLL and New Japan, but we don't have any idea who. Dustin Rhodes and Sammy versus Kanemaru and Sho. And the International Women's... The Women's International Cup. What in God's name is this? Persephone, Momo Watanabe, Willow Nightingale, and Athena. And that's the lineup for these two big events. Right?
Great job running them down. It makes me really excited to listen to your shows as you go through 18 hours of both of these shows.
Oh, yes. How much time do you think we have on this show? I hit my brakes. Do you understand? We could talk more about it if you want to. What the hell is there to talk about? Like, what's going on with this Wrestle Dynasty, this mystery show? That was the weirdest thing ever on Dynamite. We got a show coming up on the 5th, even though it's the 4th. We're going to tell you one match on it, and we're not going to tell you how to watch it. See you then! That was basically the promotion of Wrestle Dynasty on Dynamite.
You know, they were shooting big. They got that stadium in Australia initially. They had planned this show last year, making it a big thing. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't always come to fruition, but hopefully the shows themselves are good.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Old BNM Caper here on the chat has a great idea. He says, when Ricochet wins the belt, do the side plates on the belts now have pictures of geeks? Excellent idea.
You're still on this
one? Excellent idea. How many geeks could we get pictures of to put on the side of that IWGP title?
After Wednesday night, you're still on the geek thing.
Well, I mean, he is still a geek, but he was an angry geek. Even Vinny pointed out, there's nothing worse than an angry geek. Yes. I like his geek gimmick.
Well, the glasses never fell off the entire time he was stabbing him up. So
very impressive.
Give him that.
Very impressive. You know, only geeks wear glasses, right? And suits like he was wearing. Yeah. Someone come up with four geeks that we could put on the side. I'd have to see how many side plates are on this new belt.
Now, what kind of geeks? Are you talking like Barry Horowitz geeks? Or
no, I'm talking actual
geeks.
Like, good God, like, this person should, like, Ava should be there for sure.
Biting the head.
May as well put four Avas on the belt, actually. Might make things easier.
If you were playing a slot machine and you hit four Avas, what do you get out of that?
If you hit four Avas, they just take all your money.
I was going to say, do you just have to give them money?
It'd have to be something stupid. Can you imagine? I can't even do it again. I cannot recap that segment they had with the Heritage Cup and Booker's reaction to it. I didn't even mention, like, there's a clip on YouTube. You can go up. It's free right now. You can see my recap of it on the Brian and Vinny show. I didn't even mention, okay? I didn't even mention. Do you remember when she screwed Eddie Thorpe six ways from Sunday and he finally had to pretend to be injured to get himself? You remember all that?
Yes.
Do you remember that when that happened, he was in a match, a qualifying match, and he got screwed. And he kept going, I got screwed. And you remember what she said over and over? The referee's decision is final.
Final.
Remember she kept saying that? The referee's decision is final. Well, now Lexus King wins the cup on a DQ. And then she claims, well, I've been doing a lot of research into the rules of the Heritage Cup. And I'm not sure it changes hands on a DQ. And Lexus is like, bro, I won. The referee's decision is final. And what does she do? Oh, well, this time the referee's decision isn't final. She gives the cup back. She didn't even say, like...
There he goes. There you go.
I gotta stay calm. If she just said, I'm holding up the title pending a rematch, it's stupid, but fine. She actually reversed the referee's decision, which just weeks ago she said was final. God. I've been researching the rules. No, she's much worse.
But that's the vein she's in now. She's in that class of authority figures in professional wrestling history, whether they're booking her that way or not. She is sliding into Jack Tunney territory. She's not in a proper executive like James J. Dillon or somebody like that.
God.
Nick Bockwinkel, WCW.
Then there was that week where, remember Lola Vice wanted to fight? She goes, I can't let you wrestle twice on the same show.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next two straight shows, she made Axiom and Nathan Frazier wrestle twice on the same show. I mean, come on. Everyone keeps going, what about Stanley Blackburn? What?
Oh, no, he was the worst.
Nobody is worse than
I
Ava.
I don't know. He was pretty bad. If she gets longevity, she might hit Stanley Blackburn territory, but maybe this is a big labor angle you're missing, because when Javon Evans shows up with a wrap around his head jaw broken in 74 different places and all that other stuff. Maybe that's what they're leading to, because why else would you promote a match with him for next week?
I don't think it's a match. I think he's just going to be there. And I'm the biggest fan of Javon.
He's got a broken jaw with his wire.
If he's there next week, that is so stupid, okay?
Especially if he's cutting a promo, that's stupid. He can be there, but, what is he going to do? He can't wrestle and he can't talk. He's going to sound like Kanye West through the wire cutting a promo?
I'm just going to hit somebody with something. I don't know.
With the Heritage Cup that he finds for some reason, because why not?
As of right now, Cody Rhodes slated to be John Cena's last ever WrestleMania opponent.
Oh, boy.
Confirmed in The Observer. That is the plan, unless The Rock decides to just show up and be The Rock.
Can you imagine The Rock and Roman Reigns on one night and Cody Rhodes and Cena on the next night? The amount of ham. Oh, my God. The amount of playing to the crowd and the fake tears and the looks on the face. I mean, I love pro wrestling emotion,
and also,
my God, it'll be on high for those four.
The amount of money. If those were your two main events.
Amount of money.
But why would you? To me, it's like, why would you do that? Like, if you're going to have both those matches, have one of them this year and the other one next year and have 2 years like this.
You know why the only reason you do that is because Cena said he's done. And if The Rock, for whatever reason, feels as though, you know what, my body just told me I can do this one more time, and it happens to be this year. Like, to me, that's the only way you do that, because, yeah, you want to spread it out. Even if you have two nights, you have so much talent and so much going on where, sure, save a big thing until the next time you need a big thing.
Michael Buble, what are you talking about here? A script for the Royal Rumble?
Wait, what?
With The Rock as 31?
Didn't we do that before?
Well, my big question is, I mean, do we all really think that there's a script for the Royal Rumble out in early January?
And how did Michael Buble get it then?
And think about this, too. Like, every time there is, a big surprise, not only is it not in the script, but they don't even tell the people in the Royal Rumble.
For this reason. So they're not talking about it on shows because Michael Buble talked about it.
Number 30 it'll just be blank. And then it's like a big surprise.
Shane McMahon.
God. Dude. I'm more excited about AJ, Big Boom AJ.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if he's called Big Boom because his last name is Bafumo, which sounds like boom. Kinda. Anyway, he's going to be back. Revolution 2025 for his AEW in-ring return in March.
Belt him up to?
Nah.
He's over.
He's over, but you don't need a belt.
Oh, come on now, though. You love
just make a new Costco belt for him. put a big hot dog on it. You know what I mean? They have that big hot dog they sell for $1.25 and you get a free drink.
I don't have any Costcos around me.
I bet they actually have that. I bet they've got a Costco belt somewhere that they could get. Big Boom AJ defending the Costco title.
Well, it would be something, though, with the way that WWE does things. I could see WWE inking a deal with Costco, so it's the WWE Costco championship belt that he would have to hold.
Well, NXT Level Up is no longer another show. In addition to WWE LFG is in line to fill the void.
Can I tell you the one reason I'm going to miss that show?
Level Up?
It's the only place you can see Kendall Gray.
I'll miss Level Up because I won't. Many times I was like, who is this person? And they go, they've been on Level Up.
We're a week removed from that. You're just finding this out now?
Well, it's in The Observer. It was on the front page today. The thing about Level Up, it's just...
Look, it's not a bad idea to extra content. It's not a bad idea to have people who are not ready.
I don't have a problem with it.
And then just as extra content, nobody is forcing anybody to watch it. It's not they make a big deal out of it.
But my point is, it was one of those things, like The Bump, that they never, ever, ever mentioned on Raw or SmackDown.
That I'm more surprised about.
I think we saw a couple, like with Tyson and Tyreek. I think they showed a couple of clips on NXT when they were going to debut. But as far, if you only watch Raw and SmackDown, you don't even know that Level Up even existed. You don't know that The Bump even existed. These things are just like mystery things out there in the ether for the sickos. Yes.
Well, I was surprised that they didn't make a big deal out of the bump when the WWE Network started. You heard, what was it, Megan Morant, I believe her name was, and they had a couple people on that show. And I would have figured with the network, they were going to make it like a Good Morning Football or something like that on the NFL Network or one of those types of shows where there was a block between 10 and 12 every day where they did all of this sort of stuff and then took that content and farmed it out throughout the day on social media. And, you know, in a way, I guess they did in the fact that it was on, but they never drove people to it or made a concerted effort to say, hey, check this show out. It was just one of those things where, okay, we're going to talk about somebody on the show cutting a promo about it, but we're not going to push it at all. It was just, again, they used it as, I guess, just farming content too.
Should mention that SmackDown moves to 3 hours tonight. Whoa. At the Footprint Center in Phoenix, Arizona. That's the name of the building.
Boot in your ass, 3 hours and, long again.
Alicia Taylor is going to be moved to Raw, and Lillian Garcia will be on SmackDown for now. So apparently this is all very important. It's very important that we switch the ring announcers from one show to another. Well, it's one of those things they do for the sake of change, which I guess is cool.
Not a bad idea. Switch it up every 6 months. Look, it's not like anybody's losing a job. Just go ahead and cycle them. You're doing it with the announcers anyway. You got a shakeup coming with the announcers as it is. We're probably going to get maybe a tweak on the set. We're getting all these things that are happening here with these changes, so you might as well go ahead and do it now as opposed to just randomly doing it after WrestleMania.
I like Shy Lurker's idea. That Costco belt should be a pack of 12. Back in a moment, Observer Live. This paper pitch, you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, let's open up them phone lines. It's Fun Friday.
You taking an adrenaline shot during the break? What happened? You're some B-complex? Man, you're more fired up now.
I am.
Now it's a fun... No, you're not really. No.
1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
It is nice to hear you with some bass in your voice.
East of the Rockies, it's 1-800-878-PLAY. West of the Rockies, 1-800-878-7529. Call right now. Or you can text us 425-780-7566. You'll talk to Daniel. Right? I think so.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Brian, did you ever find out where or when the bump was? I remember for the longest time you never found it because it was never advertised on main shows. I have no idea to this day. I think it was on Peacock. I think. I don't even, honest to God, I don't even know if it still exists. Did it get canceled?
The bump?
I seem to recall it got canceled or something, right?
Well, somebody was let go.
Who knows?
They had one of the hosts, I forget his name.
Yeah, they got rid of some guy, and I was like, who's that guy? I never heard of him.
Jensen Karp? No, not Jensen. Who the hell was that?
This guy says it was on the WWE YouTube. I thought it was on Peacock. Oh, it was archived on Peacock.
Yeah.
Oh.
When the network started, it was on there, I think, but then... Then they decided no, but they didn't push anybody to the YouTube show, even though I think that was on at a consistent time every day. So who was this here?
IMDb. Matt Camp.
Matt Camp, that's who it was.
Now he's with AEW. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
What's he do there?
Probably social media stuff.
Huh.
You know who's actually still employed by WWE, and I love it just because he's been around for such a long time, especially in the New York area media? Scott Sanford is still employed by WWE, and he'll still pop up and do like random things every once in a while. But an amazing run for a guy who I thought was coming on to be an announcer, and that was feels like the early 90s at this point.
Well, Michael, you're on the air in Rochester, New York. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Brian and Mike? Happy New Year to the both of you. And I want to talk about, I've noticed the last three times on my phone, you were bringing up how on F4W Online, you're talking about how Ava is the worst NXT general manager ever. And
No, Michael, hold on. She's the worst GM anywhere ever. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to get to that. I've been watching wrestling for 38 years, just like you have all my life. And I personally believe that this is a work, that she's doing it on purpose. Because if you think about it, who is... Her father. Their father is The Rock. And The Rock is a heel that people in the wrestling world don't like right now. And I think that people looking at her is that she's inferior in her job is being done on purpose to get heat on her. Because if you remember, she was brought in at first to be a wrestler, that she wasn't good at it, and they wanted to put her on TV, and thus now they have her as the general manager. I think this is all a work, and it's going to lead to her at WrestleMania weekend, getting into the ring and wrestling one of the women. And I think that's what's going on right now.
All right, Michael, thank you very much for the call. Well, first off, I got to make it clear. We got to separate the Ava character from the real person, you know?
There's some intertwining going
on. The character is terrible.
Some PWI.
Do you hear me? The character is terrible. The person, I mean, she's really grown on me. But the character is terrible. And I do watch it going, how is this character a babyface? How is this GM a babyface? Like, she has to be turning heel, right?
How has she grown on you as a person? Have you met her?
No, it's just
her?
Is
something you'd like us to know?
Well, the character is just like, it has created such a visceral reaction within me that I appreciate the person playing the character.
Fair enough. They have
succeeded at their job.
Yes. Hey, you know what? If you're going down that path, that's how Hikaleo comes through the door. That's how Zilla Fatu comes through the door or something like that. If you did want to go in that direction, that she is doing something or, you know, having some sort of crisis going on there inside NXT that Shawn Michaels and whoever else can't stop, like, that would be a way to do it, I guess.
Yeah, she should be taken out of her post as the whatever she is, the GM. Which, like, isn't that Shawn Michaels' job?
No.
Put, you know, Mr. Stone in that job or something.
No.
But
Stevie
the point
Turner.
Is, she like leaves. That's fine, the two of them. She leaves and becomes a heel manager for a new bloodline in NXT. And she does all the promos. Like, yes, Ava does all the promos. We're trying to get heat here, everybody. And away we go. I'm advocating for this.
Has a manager ever had a manager to do the talking for the manager that should be doing the talking for their client? That would be perfect for Ava.
Mm.
Have her, and then Stevie Turner can come up to the main roster with her to be her mouthpiece. Because Ava, that's the one thing, is she's got a striking look. You know, she does, but it's like she just didn't, I mean, she didn't seem to have it, although she had just started in the ring, and... you know, they had to force it because she's The Rock's daughter, and they did what they could trying to shield her, but I don't know what her best role is going to be in wrestling right now, because, again, you know, she's got a look, but as an executive role on a board or something like that, if you wanted to have that kind of storyline, that might be the best thing for her, where she's not out there, because she is... on the main roster, other than being The Rock's daughter, I mean, she's going to have a really tough climb... and it might be really tough for her as far as the fans go.
We got this person here says, I know he came out as an EVP, but shouldn't Kenny have done more than just hand the belt to Okada, considering what Okada and the Elite did to him several months ago? Well, that could certainly be argued, yes. But he was playing the role of the EVP. It was an official role that he was placed in at that moment. If ratings are no longer a thing as of Monday, what possible justification is there for SmackDown folks like Cody and others being on Raw? Well, there aren't ratings, but like
deal. Somebody just
Netflix,
gave you $10 billion.
Here's the thing. What are the ratings for? Well, they want to sell advertising, and you know, they want to. So it doesn't matter if they're not traditional Nielsen ratings. Like, Netflix is going to know how many people are watching, and the more people that are watching, the more they can sell advertising for, and, you know, the more people that are watching, well, we're, you know, like a decade down the road, but you're going to want to sign a new lucrative deal with Netflix or whoever at some point. So the viewership is just as important now as it was before. It's just not traditional Nielsen ratings.
Exactly. You need eyeballs no matter what, and people are trying to sell things to people with eyeballs, so that's what that whole thing is all about. And again, yeah, this is a risk for Netflix because they don't know what they're going to get out of Raw in this situation. And it's risky for WWE, too, but they're getting paid a ton of money. But at the end of the day, Netflix is still going to want people to not only watch Raw, but also maybe show up early, watch something else, or stick in the app for a while and watch something else. So, again, we'll have to see how they pimp out their numbers. I know Nielsen's got at least a little bit when it comes to breaking down, you know, who's watching the most every month when it comes to Disney and Pluto and Hulu and Netflix and all that stuff. So we'll just have to see how it goes. But there's going to be, it's like the Peacock one initially when it came to the Saturday night's main event number. It's just going to be a lot of nonsense and a lot of ways to report that number and then, you know, or to issue that number and then to spin that number as well.
Person here says, I live an hour from Clarksville. I had no intention of going to Dynamite next week. But since they announced Omega and a Casino Gauntlet, I actually bought tickets for me and a casual friend who goes with me sometimes.
It's Clarksville.
Will he take the last train?
Stop monkeying around.
What else do we got here? What's a good workout for us marks wanting to get in shape?
Sit-ups and push-ups.
That's a totally different...
Start walking first.
Actually, walking is number one. Walking is number one. Did you know that I hit my one straight year, 365 straight days of 10,000 steps or more every day?
You showed off the badge.
That includes when I tore my meniscus off the bone.
Oh, will you stop?
It is. I got 10,000 steps the next day. I hobbled so I wouldn't break my streak. Hobbled.
That's where you, never mind.
I hobbled and hobbled and hobbled for like 8 weeks.
Every football player and amateur wrestler just laughed at you. And no, basketball
nonsense.
Player.
I'm much, much tougher. I've seen some of these athletes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the point is, walk first and then start some calisthenics, dude. But you know what? You need to fix your diet. That's the most important thing. Most everyone eats like crap. That's the problem. If you didn't eat like crap, you'd get better without having to do a bunch of exercise. And then you add the exercise on top of that, and you end up looking like this, brother. Huh? Wait till you see me on June 12th. I'm going to be like Rick Rude when he was training for the Ultimate Warrior, and they did all those segments where he was in a big sweatshirt and he's lifting weights and everything like that. And then he unveiled his brand new physique, which looked exactly like his old physique, but they acted like he just totally turned his body around. That's going to be me, June 12th.
That's why you're growing that mustache out.
Well, I'm going to grow the mustache out, so then on June 12th, I shave it off, and then my body looks bigger. You know what I mean? It's an illusion. Same with my hair. I'm going to shave my head and my face, and my body's just going to look like the Rock.
Is that one of the tricks? I was not into bodybuilding and all that sort of thing, the muscle and fitness magazines. Was that one of the gimmicks they would use to actually try to show off is have the bald head sort
of thing?
Are you
talking about the before and after?
Well, no, just, yeah, well, any of that sort of stuff. Were there any, like, tricks?
Oh, there's plenty of tricks.
Right? Okay.
Well, first off, you slump in the before picture, and you make sure you've had no sun, and you make sure you haven't shaved your body, and you make sure that your hair is long and disheveled, and you have a beard. So then your head, it looks bigger, and so now your body looks a little smaller in comparison, but you're also fat, you know what I'm saying?
Do you also not cut water?
Even if you lose a little bit of weight, well, then you stand up tall and you suck in your stomach and then you shave your face and head so your body already... It's just a gimmick. But this won't be a gimmick. You're going to see everybody. You'll see. Disney Plus and Hulu track your ISP. Oh, we're still talking about this?
No, from yesterday.
Yeah, this was from a while ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
10,000 steps with a torn frickin' meniscus. Damn right. Yep.
What, did you just send that to yourself?
4.8 million steps in 2024. So
how many?
This year I'm going to hit 5 million.
Oh, man. Lance Storm's got like 7.5 right now. Come on.
No, he had a rough year. No. He'll get back to it. But it was a rough year.
Actually, you know, yeah, it was. 2025, new things. It's got to be better this year.
Brian, are your eyes dilated? When you froze for a second, you looked like Puss in Boots doing the sad eyes. No. I have the blackest eyes of anyone I have ever met.
If when we meet, you will.
They are technically brown, but in fact, they're so brown that you cannot tell my pupil from the rest of my eye.
Oh, man, cold, just like your heart.
See that?
Oh, ah!
Get in there, Jared.
Ah!
I can't hold this forever, brother. There we go.
No!
Fun Friday. That looks horrible. I was so disappointed the other night when the camera was blurry and I told Jared to fix it, and then it became clear. All right. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Nothing on that beat.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud.
Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
God, I didn't realize we had to come back on the air.
Yeah.
Well, here we are, everybody. It was a fun, fun Friday. Thank you very much for the one caller. Really appreciate that here today. Luckily, we had literally
nothing to
four text
with.
Messages as well. Jesus. It's the beginning of the year. I am thinking, everybody, so listen very carefully. Don't turn the show off right now.
Yeah, see, this is what they're waiting on.
I am thinking, what day are you for sure not here?
A Tuesday for sure, no.
All right, and possibly Monday?
Possibly, depending on the weather on Monday, but Tuesday seems to be a Comcast planned issue that might throw me off the show, which will make some people very happy.
Well, listen, I'm thinking that even though we would, it would be the day after the Raw on Netflix, the Netflix debut, I am thinking that Tuesday may be the annual prediction show. That's what I'm thinking. I won't do it Monday. I'll either do it Tuesday or I'll do it Wednesday as the big lead-in for After Dark.
I'd say Tuesday might be the right day to do it because you are probably going to do a 17-hour Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave talking all about Netflix and how this is different than cable on Monday night / Tuesday morning. So This might be a nice break.
Well, I'll tell you this. Tune in Monday and follow me on X at Brian Alvarez, and I will let you know when the prediction show will be so that you are prepared to call in with your prediction. I'll read the previous year's predictions. We'll find out if there are any prognosticators or fools, who the grand prize winner will be, etc. So that'll be either Monday, Tuesday, or either Tuesday or Wednesday. I will not do Monday. I'll make sure you guys have one show to prepare. So listen on Monday. That's what I'm saying here. And also subscribe to me on X because we're doing a subscriber-only Q&A today.
Make sure you're prepared.
Any questions you want, Ask me on X, and I'll go through them all today.
Ask him why he doesn't talk about it. The Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare, the special preview of the Tokyo Dome, up on the site right now.
Well, you should listen to it now, everybody, because the Tokyo Dome is actually taking place later on tonight. Mm-hmm. Yep, midnight Pacific, 3 a.m. Eastern. So we'll talk about all that Monday this weekend with Vinny and Dave and more. Check it out. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.